welcome to your new life and our new times in what has been labeled as humanity's greatest leap in evolution. Dr. K is here to assist you with holistic tips and tools, clearings and activations for your vibrational upgrade. Dr. Allison J. K. has been working as an energy medicine practitioner for 20 years, having lived in Asia for 10 years to study subtle energy. People refer to Dr. K. as the lightning bolt due to the high voltage of the work she does on behalf of assisting you to thrive in mind, body, and spirit. That is the greatest backdrop to life on planet Earth right now.
It's been an incredible week, and I am just wanting to be of service to you all to help attune you as we all go about our busy lives. And it seems like one of the primary functions I provide with the work I do is to help with perspective and check in with the nature of what's going on from the biggest perspective so that we can have perspective in our own individual lives and make choices accordingly to live the best life ever and create the best life ever. And so as we do that, we affect those around us. And so I want to start, as you can see from the write-up of the show today, I want to start actually with a perspective instead of going right into the physical, because there's so much information about cleansing out there and diets, and it's an overwhelm for sure. And there's many different systems. Part of the overwhelm is we have access to so much information, hey? So there's so many different systems saying so many different things about foods and about cleansing. And so I want to go again to that biggest perspective possible and then work backwards from there. And so I'm resorting to what I use as my system of cleansing and have for a couple of decades now. As when I do cleanses, that this is the one I use. It's the Master Cleanse, what's also known as the Lemonade Diet. And I'd like to go to what Stanley Burrows wrote in the very last paragraph of his introduction. That is the discussion, not about the cleanse itself, but about the need for cleansing and what we're actually cleansing and what bacteria and germs actually do in our bodies and why death and illness happen. The very last paragraph, he says, there is still one more factor involved to make the total process completely understandable. So let me back up for a second. This discussion started out with talking about epidemics and diseases and what he's putting quotes as germ-caused diseases. And he talks about how in response throughout the years of the established medical community, there are stronger and stronger antibiotics created to fight back these germs and these bacteria. And then he goes into talking about how germs and viruses do not and cannot cause any of our diseases. And so he's talking about it all from this perspective. And then he switches after going through talking about the growths that can happen as an accumulation of toxins, and then talking about getting hardened, the bacterias and the accumulation of toxins getting hardened in our joints, and talking about the need to cleanse that. And so then at the very end of all this physical talk, this is the last paragraph. There is still one more factor involved to make this total process completely understandable. Since germs do not cause our disorders, there must be another logical reason for the triggering of an epidemic. This is a matter of simple vibration. The better the physical and mental condition a person is in, the higher becomes his or her vibration. But as she steadily becomes clogged with more and more waste matter, her vibration goes constantly downward until she is ready and in need of a change. If she then comes in contact with one or more who have already started the cleansing process, she picks up the vibration of change, and all her functions are triggered into the same direction. This can happen to any size group of people in similar condition, and then an epidemic is on its way. The person with a toxic free body and undisturbed mind is the one unaffected by the epidemic. Since germs do not cause our disorders, I'm rereading. There must be another logical reason for the triggering of an epidemic. And I can feel it. Yeah, many of you are thinking about the big C, cancer, as an epidemic. This is a matter of simple vibration. The better the physical and mental condition a person is in, the higher becomes his or her vibration. But as she steadily becomes clogged with more and more waste matter, her vibration goes constantly downward until he is ready and in need of a change. If he then comes in contact with one or more who have already started the cleansing process, he picks up the vibration of change and all his functions are triggered into the same action. This can happen to any size group of people in similar condition, and then an epidemic is on its way. The person with a toxic free body and undisturbed mind is the one unaffected by the epidemic. So, talking from the vibration perspective, everything in the universe breaks down to vibration. If you look on the table at Thanksgiving, right, that we're all going to be consuming massive amounts of food possibly next week. And if you look at a turkey made with love, juiced all day, stuffed, now on the table, ready to carve or be carved. And you go to a fast food restaurant for chicken, any one of the ones that serve chicken, and you look at it, it's in its tray. What's the different feeling? Not the tray itself, although the tray creates part of it, the vibration of what you're about to consume and put in your body. So, yeah, we're not talking about necessarily yet. We're just in vibration mode. We're not talking about raw food versus meat or vegetarianism or different levels of being a vegetarian. We're simply talking about vibration. And part of it, of course, is, yes, the vibration of love behind the food we eat, able to trump the vibration of possibly, let's say, the hormones in the turkey. So I know that this is kind of a radical thing to understand, because we're so inundated with information, thankfully now over the last couple of years, increasingly about what's in the food supply, the industrialized food supply, and the movement to grow local and farmers markets and going organic and going green, all of that that's been increasing over the last couple of years. Mind you, this person presenting this information to you has been a vegetarian since 1993. So 20 years. And the primary choice for me to be a vegetarian is not because I thought animals are cute and fuzzy, not that I think that they're not, is not because of anything other than when I learned from John Robbins in Diet of a New America, who's been on my radio show and who is actually one of the two free downloads in the back of my book, an interview I did with him. He is who created the vegetarian in me from reading his book, Diet for New America, back in 1993. I learned of the hormones and the growth factors, the human growth factors and the bovine growth factors, and all that they were at the industrialized food production level that our country has basically been taken over by and had our food produced from since the 70s. What was in that food, the animals in particular, and I knew in a split moment, my system went into, no, that is not meant to be in my body, and I never ate it again. I had a challenge with buffalo wings the first, like I would say, 2 years coming off of meat. That was my favorite, and so I did have a couple more remaining portions of buffalo wings, but that's since been a decade and like 18 years past since I've had anything like that. So that's based on vibration. That call I made, it was logic, you could say, it was reason, like that stuff isn't supposed to be in my body. I don't want to take it in the animals that it's been in. But that was actually a vibratory knowing. The way that my body and my mind and my spirit went into alignment with from the top of my head down to my toes, it was all of a sudden like all parts of me were centered and saying, no. So the idea of vibration, let's come back now to beyond the vibration of love in our food or the toxic ingredients in our food. Let's pull off of that and go back to the talk about vibration for cleansing. There's some really big ideas that aren't fully formed in me and that are going to get formed in the hour with this radio show. So hang with me, please, because I can feel that there is something that's going to be really kind of juicy coming through. This past week in particular, it seems like my clients and myself have been going through such a purging process of old, old, most foundational, fundamental patterns of our soul or our infinite being or the eternal part of us, whatever you want to call it. I've done so many shows. I don't want to backtrack and talk about past lives. You can go back and listen to other shows. I just want to stay with today's present concept, assuming that you understand past lives and you understand that, and you understand there's reincarnation. We go through how many bodies and how many lifetimes, right? And so we have encoding on our cellular memory that then is carried from one body in one lifetime to the next. And it seems like increasingly, especially my 10 years in Asia, when I really started to open up to a whole new level of the significance practically of past lives on us, that it wasn't just a new age idea that wasn't really applicable to me, which is how I reacted to it and responded to it when presented with it in my earlier days. Before Asia, my earlier days of starting as an energy medicine practitioner, it didn't seem relevant, so I didn't take it in. Living in Asia, however, the entire backdrop, as I've said before on the show and in my book, and if you're interested in my book, What If There's Nothing Wrong, there's a banner at the top above the picture of my head, and you can click on it and order it. It's on Amazon.com. What If There's Nothing Wrong is the name of it. And so the entire backdrop of the Eastern Hemisphere. Hey there. So sorry about that. Apparently technology cut out. And that's been part of what, I don't know, there's been a lot of talk like last week about the electronics and the testing. I don't know enough about that to speak to it, but I do know that this week my Wi-Fi signal and last week has been outrageously unreliable. And that's part of what seems to be the vibration of what's changing right now. So what I'm seeing is these fundamental patterns in our souls or our spirits or our beings that are getting purged. Now, I've talked about that, right? In my explanation of it, seems like, in my observation rather, it seems like the 2 years leading up to the December 21st alignment in 2012, the galactic alignment, was a more of a focus on past lives. And people were coming to me, and it wasn't intentional, obviously. I mean, when I say obviously, anybody who does energy medicine in what I would say a more effective and aligned way, it's not from the mind. It's just we end up having the awarenesses or channeling the information as we're in session. We're totally out of the way for it with our own personality, ego-based selves. And so what my clients were leading me to do for them, what their higher selves or souls were asking for in the sessions, when we stopped talking and we got into the silence of the actual energy healing session or energy consciousness changing, shifting session. I use the word healing and it's not comfortable for me to use anymore. The higher selves constantly presented to me past lives that needed to be cleared because they contained trauma and they contained heaviness. And they were closing down at least one chakra in the person's system, and that was causing issues in the person's life that then that was what they were consciously and possibly verbally telling me that they were there coming to me for. So, do you want me to say that again? I can feel that. When I'm working with a client and we've gone silent now and we're in the actual full-on energy channeling, healing, shifting, consciousness work session, their higher self, their system presents me with some kind of blockage that needs to get cleared. And frequently in the 2 years, again and again and again and again, leading up to that December 21st alignment, they went to past life traumas. And I had never experienced that in the 15 years prior, in all my energy medicine sessions prior to that, ever. And even when I was living in Asia and practicing the energy medicine part-time as I was teaching in the international school that I was teaching in full-time, and immersed in the hemisphere that acknowledges reincarnation as part of the primary aspect of being alive and Buddhist or even Taoist. I mean, it's just an understanding that they live from. The wheel of Dharma, the wheel of reincarnation, the wheel of karma. So it didn't come up, but it did come up, as I just said, in the 2 years leading up to the December 21st alignment. In the last 6 months or so, I've noticed an increasing focus on clearing lineages and ancestry. So I've had Bruce Lipton on the show. Many of you have listened to that show, where we talked about epigenetics. And I have understood that even before I read Bruce's book. I mean, once I read Bruce's book, Biology of Belief, I was going, yeah, but I had already experienced that in my own knowing, in my own awareness, and in my sessions with my clients. And so believing that our vibration supersedes anything physical, that the power to change anything physical comes from the invisible, and that anything that is physical is there birthed on the physical plane from first what is in energy, in consciousness, from our soul or our infinite being or our spirit, however, again, you want to refer to it. And so Deepak Chopra, for example, says there can be no healing unless it's at the soul healing, unless it's at the soul level. And so I hope I quoted that correctly. And so, and I've even said, like, one time I had a realization pretty recent to coming back here from the 10 years in Asia and reacclimating to living here and just starting up my full-time business and practice here in Florida. I came out of a session, was writing in the client's file, and was, before I started to write in the client's file, I was really, I don't know, as I was still, my being was still changing and shifting to the living here again with the collective viewpoints here and the collective paradigm here, just getting reintegrated with it and feeling the shock to a degree, not shock, that's too strong, but feeling the surprise at why would we not approach health and healing when there's something has become an issue, a problem, from the soul level? Why would we only go to the physical? And many of my regular listeners can remember me saying that on the show. So fast forward now to in the last 6 months or so, yeah, I've been seeing a whole lot of concentration on lineage and ancestral clearing. So you put those two observations together, these observations of what has occurred, the 2 years leading up to the December 21st alignment of more past life clearing in the sessions, and then the last 6 months more ancestral and lineage clearing, and you could get an equal sign and then have the other end of the equation for this conclusion be there's clearing happening. And in fact, that's what my book talks about the massive shift that's going on. And that's what a lot of other people are observing too, that this is a massive clearing time. But what we're seeing and where my surprise and excitement is how it's showing up now. You know, it's how it's integrating and weaving itself into the everyday. So it seems like this past week and even the week, last week was wonky. Last week it was really kind of wonky. When I say wonky, just wonky energy. Like it was kind of staticky. It was kind of up and down and erratic. It wasn't a really easeful energy. This week, the energy hasn't been easeful either necessarily. It's been high towards the end of the week because I was going through my own purging, and I have been for months now. And I've upped my game with my own work in consciousness with myself to absolutely make sure that I complete this growth process that I'm going through, because it's one that I am seeing. And my last client, for example, has a last week's session for the first time. Now, he's 6'4", and he has a Viking background, and he had, for the first time, this warrior feeling come up during last week's session, and it was, he said, it was like I wanted to jump off the table. I was so uncomfortable. And so here's what I want to talk about with the aspect of cleansing. That uncomfortable, that discomfort is usually right as we're about to get through something. So this is a different way of approaching things. And so much of what I'm going to talk about in the remainder of today's show, and as I usually do, is it feels almost counterintuitive to how we're raised here in America and in the West to understand the way life works. If I'm uncomfortable, I need to become comfortable. So let me go out and buy whatever will create the comfort. I actually remember when I first came back here, reading or hearing something from, I want to say it was an Indian from India who had lived in this country for many years and was a wealthy one, and said, there's so much concern, primary focus in America on being comfortable. But he said it in a more snide way. I'm being generous. And that caught my attention. So when we have a cold or a flu, we don't want the fever. We want it to go away. So many times it's because we can continue to be productive, right? And get the work done for the family and for the job and continue on without bothering with this flu that's shown up. So we'll go and we'll get the necessary antibiotics to quench this invasion. When in fact, if we stayed with that fever and we stayed with that burning up of toxicity, which is actually what's happening, on the other side would be resulting clarity and something having been cleansed. So let me come back to my client. He was so uncomfortable. God bless him. I didn't even, he wasn't articulating this during the session. I could sense when I was in such a deep place with this session, actually. But I could sense that he was doing some deep work in too. And I didn't know about his discomfort of and wanting to jump off the table until after. So he told me today, coming in for the next follow-up session, that this past week has felt like he's been walking through molasses and his mind has been slow. And so what that told me from my years of practice now has been, is that when that kind of symptom presents itself, that's a person going through a release, and thick release, hence the word thick, hence him using the word syrup or molasses. So it's a dense release, meaning it's not one of the lighter ones where it could be a lifelong issue of learning how to speak up for oneself, because one grew up in a household that had a really dominant older brother, for example, and so this person had to fight to speak. So that's kind of what I would say as a lighter issue. So when working with somebody, that would come up in the first couple of months. Whereas this kind of issue that I'm talking about, and it would clear pretty quickly and easily, maybe in like 1 to 3 sessions, depending. But that's on average. Everybody's an individual. And again, what I'm talking about and we'll continue to talk about in today's show is to be treated, obviously, at the individual level of you knowing your own body, you being ever increasingly in tune with what's going on inside of you, because you're choosing to take the time to listen to what your body is saying to you. Yeah. And again, I know that's not encouraged in our system. I know. And that's so much of what my book says. We have not ever been taught to value, to listen to our inner knowing in our culture. We're taught to value what's produced on the external physical level. I mean, we were a frontier, such a huge country full of so many resources, pioneers. We have been built and established to be a really wild, productive, incredibly wealthy, pioneering country. The stillness required at times, not all the time, but the stillness required, like a half an hour practice even a day, which is, I do more than that, but at minimum on my busiest days, I'll make sure to have, it's actually more than that, even on my minimum days. But for anybody to have at least 30 minutes a day where you take a bit of time to go inside. And what does that mean, Allison? Just listen to yourself. Like you could just do the meditation practice and then some awareness would come out. Just the act of quieting the busy monkey mind, you would have awarenesses more clearly percolate to the surface. So maybe later on that night while you're quiet, washing dishes or laying in bed, you'd have intuitive awareness about something that you're going through. But not necessarily directly in that 30-minute meditation, right? Because you're working with bringing your focus back to, bringing your awareness back to your breath. You're just quieting the monkey mind, but the accumulated effect later would be you would have more clarity. So each person, yeah, you listen, everybody's individual, obviously. Everybody, I mean, even two people who may have been together in a past life or many past lives before and have many of the same symptoms are coming to me for. And when I say symptoms, I mean like mental disturbances, emotional unrest. I don't mean only, you know, the typical use in our country of symptoms.
Hey there. Thanks for your patience. In calling Skype back up on my laptop, it's funny. What was on was the Facebook picture I posted earlier on my own personal page, today, not my business page, of two eagles. And I asked the question of my community, has anyone else out there next to this picture of these incredibly active eagles? One has its wings wide open, and the other one is looking at it. And the one that has its wings wide open has just left a perch, and the other one looking at it is still on a perch. And so I asked, has anyone else out there been feeling the intensity of change this week and the liftoff towards huge new opportunities and ever-increasing freedom? Have you been soaring this week, seeing brand new potential in your life? Because all I have to say is, wow. And so some of the response is super intense. Perfect picture for this. It's as if I am standing at the edge of the cliff, ready to soar, but not sure what I will be flying into. How did you know? Definitely, it's been very intense and uplifting, not to mention the crazy animal totems. I'm so glad you're a part of the exchange. Another one, yes, yes, yes. Yes, very intense. Another one, definitely flying like an eagle here. Ooh, tomorrow is the day of complete consciousness change. Can't wait to hang with you and enjoy it. And another one, can you send some up here? Maybe it'll sell our house. So, and then a whole bunch of agreement to it. So it's like this popcorn percolating underneath the surface, like popcorn kernels popping in a popcorn popper. Like that kind of quickness that you just heard my voice skip with. So it's like this high vibration of expansion that we're moving into. And it seems like there's been a cleansing, purging process that's been happening leading up to this. And that right now, and it's not me individually, and it's not my clients who may be vibrating along the same lines or magnetically attracted to me because they're along the same lines as me coming to me. It's not been like that for years. I have a practice and I have clients from all ranges with all different issues coming to me now. It's been different since it's become a full-time business. This is collective that I'm sensing. I know this energy by now, and this is a collective happening and occurrence. I talk to the energy every day, and I remember in September looking up to the sky at night asking, what is this I'm feeling? What is this new feeling I'm feeling? And what I got was the word ease. And so it seems like we're moving out of difficulty, out of struggle, out of pain and suffering. And this might sound radical. I'm going to say it anyway, though, that we're moving into a time that really is like utopia on Earth, that really is like heaven in our bodies without any problems on Earth. And look at the name of my book, What If There's Nothing Wrong? And I find it really fun that stuff that I wrote about in 2010, it got released this year. Because when I wrote it my last year in Asia. When I came back, I edited it to be more American speak. So it got released in January of this year. I'm seeing, like I said in the beginning of the show, I'm seeing us living. It's extraordinary. The energy on the other side of this shift, I wrote that on the other side of the ship, but now after December 21st, 2012, and watching how it's unfolding, I mean, people taking risks left and right, people uncomfortable staying the same, knowing that something's got to change. And if they're stuck, they're really, I don't want to even say that, people hungry for change and people more willing than I've ever seen before to go into the land of, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what it's going to look like, and willing to do it anyway, like being uncomfortable with uncertainty. So we're going through a massive cleanse right now. And if you're cloudy, if you're feeling stuck or lethargic or no momentum, what I would recommend is possibly getting more attuned with yourself. And so you can do that possibly with a cleanse. And I mean, that's one of the, if you look in the Ayurvedic tradition, they cleanse every spring, every four seasons, every time the season changes, they suggest a cleanse, and then eating different foods. Like in the winter, we'll eat more pitta foods to make us warmer. Pitta is one of the three doshas. I don't want to get, it's a huge system, Ayurveda, and I don't want to get too involved in it here because it's very much based on food is our medicine. And so I can adjust anything through food. As I do, and I believe, but it's not the topic of our show today. So bottom line, Ayurveda, the medicine from India, is what they suggest cleansing every quarter, every seasonal change. Check this out. I found this so interesting. When I was living in Taiwan, I picked up a book about ancient Taoism, and a couple of the cleansing rituals I was made aware of were was the grape. They have grape clinics, grapes, the fruit clinics in Russia, historically, that people will go to and they'll eat grapes and only grapes and cleanse their system that way. The darker the grape, the better. Then I also saw the suggestion of the same with cherries. Cherries are known to be a laxative. Grapes are really high sugar, so you need to be careful with the grape cleanse. And obviously, you know, do your own homework and your own research, or none. Just listen to your body and see what it's attracted to. Go stand in the grocery store and see what your attraction is to grapes and cherries. There's also, I know the master cleanse itself, the one that I use, is the lemonade diet with the cayenne pepper. You can Google that, the lemonade diet. The interesting aspect about cleansing, though, is that it seems it gets at toxins and built up kaka, literally and figuratively, that helps our body purge and be ready for the new. I also want to make the suggestion that you check out my Tuesday night weekly theta calls. I really do. The energy that I am able to move with the theta healings, it's phenomenal. It really, truly is. So if you go to my website, AllisonJK.com, you go to services, you go to Tuesday night group theta call, the purging that happens, the clearings, because I'm in theta clearing blocks and then downloading the opposite. So if money is a worry for you, it's like we'll go in and clear the money worries, but then download the feeling of abundance and download the knowing how to go about your day-to-day life with abundance. I'm overly simplifying here, even though that is one that I use. And then in the process, clear the trauma and any and all free-floating thoughts around the trauma of not having abundance, which then leads into, and then even every clearing that I do with, okay, so creator has commanded that, and then blank, blank, blank. It addresses the past life level, but particularly clearing the trauma. So we're clearing out a lot of past life stuff and a lot of density. And the movement I've seen in people, even just after one session, and the effects in their lives is just phenomenal. And people seem to, it's more tangible, it seems like, than all of the other modalities that I do, in a way that a mind looking for that gets satisfied. So that's the Tuesday night theta clearing call. And I'm calling it clearing instead of healing, because that's what it feels like to me. So, and in fact, I'm looking at changing from energy, my title from energy healer to energy clearer, because it just feels like that's what I'm doing. It's just like there's stuff out there. And if you have a fear of it, how do I say this? So in paying attention to who you allow yourself to be around, that's not necessarily positive. So you don't allow in for toxic energy or negative energy, or by looking at the food labels, ingredients, to make sure that you only have natural whole food ingredients. That is limiting at the physical level and the energetic and emotional and mental level, the toxicity that you're allowing your body to take in. So remembering the line that I read from the creator of the Master Cleanse, Stanley Burrows, the better the physical and mental condition a person is in, the higher becomes his vibration. And then the person with a toxic free body and undisturbed mind is the one unaffected by the epidemic. So I'm going to back up a little bit, you guys. When I came back to America, a lot of my regular listeners know this, I felt such fear around me that I was not used to living around, in anxiety, that I put on a metaphorical astronaut helmet and suit to keep myself insulated against it. I never intended on being what I had at the time construed as that kind of a coach working with money issues. I was more spiritual. I was more about evolution of self, and money to me seemed too mundane. I've since completely changed that, realizing how mundane it is and that it needs a spiritualizing. And so I do weekly, pardon me, monthly workshops locally for Group Theta Healing on Abundance. And in fact, next month I'm doing every single workshop I do there, all three of them, on abundance for the holiday season. So why am I saying that? The money issue, I didn't understand being so important to clear because of what had happened in the 10 years I was in Asia, 2 months before 9/11, and then 2 years into Obama's first administration is when I came back. So I came back to a country I didn't recognize, and there were levels of fear that to me felt epidemic. And I understood why I would be, quote unquote, brought back here as if I didn't choose it myself. But the way that I left Asia, it was really weird circumstances. And it seemed like I was being yanked out of there and brought back here and kind of like given the task of being grounded here and helping here. And I can see that because we're moving out of an epidemic times of fear and of anxiety and of the darkness, having the power, the strength, and the thing that the non-dark fears. So, for example, one of the other things that I've been clearing a lot of has been people with a fear to speak up. People also, another one of equal levels, people with a fear of using their power, their spiritual power or their magical power or their alchemical power, their ability to catalyze change and transformation, whether they're psychic, we all are, but whether they're actively practicing psychics or they're actively practicing consciousness facilitators or healers or nutritionists or just people afraid to use their power in this sense that I'm talking about. And it seemed like those two went hand in hand because of the centuries. And I even go into this a bit in my book. I circle around the energy in my book. It's quite interesting. I didn't that this was actually the energy that I was talking about, and I end up talking about in the book intellectually, when we came out of the Dark Ages and went into the Renaissance, how it was coming out of the times when they were using alchemy, and the society ended up getting more structured and organized in the Age of Reason and then the Age of Enlightenment, and then science came up and made the church less powerful. And so then we've had a structured, organized society increasingly since the French and American revolutions. And so we live with that structure and that order. And it has operated in a way for centuries in the West to keep those with the spiritual power, the light workers, the love, light, loving, ease, hippie freak, loving people, and not just the hippies, but the people who are softer, and I've talked about this a little bit on my interview with Dane here a couple of weeks back from Access Consciousness, and it seems like, and I just said this in a session. Okay, the connection dropped again, but I'm back. Hello. She's this little wizard, and I swear to God, she was a wizard in some of the Celtic lore times. And so, like, those kinds of magical powers and abilities, people have seemed afraid to use. I remember even back in Taiwan, for a Chinese friend of mine, he did not want to open up to people around him knowing how intuitive he was. He was a hairdresser, and he could have had a lot of fun with that, and he just did not want people to know how psychic he was because of what it meant if people knew that he had that power. So the Chinese construe it a bit differently for a variety of reasons than we do here in America. But the bottom line is this fear of, if I open up to that level of power, that kind of power, I will be hurt, because it seems like in the past that's what's happened. If you think of the Salem witch trials or the all of it. So it seems like we're in an entirely new times right now. Look at how fast I'm talking. So I'm channeling this energy. And so the fears of being able to speak up and the fears of using that power and coming from that power seem to be part of what's getting purged and cleansed right now. So if you're not feeling aligned with that energy of the eagle, if you're not feeling aligned with that energy of, while new stuff is coming up and you're charged up with all of this potential energy, all of this kinetic energy for all of the potential and all the possibilities that are being presented in your life to have more and be more and create more, then you wanna really do something to shift yourself out of that so you can catch the energy and ride the wave. And make it so that also you're not on this end of, or the other side of, suffering during this cleansing time. Because so much of the time I see so much suffering happening in our country because people are just, we're not taught to be tuned into the invisible and its effects, meaning what our energy, what our spirit is requiring, what attention our spirit is requiring, what lessons our soul is moving through, and then therefore what emotions we would have in response to things going on in our life because we need to be doing something different, yet we're not, but we don't get it because we're not used to listening to ourselves in that way, you know. And in fact, like, you know, the cynicism that happens when somebody talks in this way to everyday, I don't know how to say this anymore, mainstream, everyday people, I don't know, because it's all jumbled at this point now, but to someone who isn't necessarily living from this mind, body, spirit, holistic approach in their day-to-day life, day in and day out. The people who would label this talk as ooby groovy or woo-woo, that's what I'm talking about. It's like they end up suffering if they're just staying on the physical level in life today because of these incredible powers and this incredible support that's coming at our planet right now. It's phenomenal. Going back to the example I gave about when I looked up at the sky in September and was asking, you know, what is this new feeling I'm sensing around me? I was like a dog kind of sniffing the air because I could feel something new. It was actually at the equinox time. And I came up with the understanding it was about ease, that now is meant, just the word ease, and now is meant to be full of that in creating the life that we all dream of love and light and softness and abundance and community and support and all of the warm, juicy connectedness that consciousness represents, that divinity represents, that being aligned represents. And so it seems like it has been a purging. And it seems like this time has been called a spiritual awakening. It's one of the labels for this great shift we're still going through, but that was marked by December 21st's alignment. Again, the Mayans knew to build pyramids to help the earth harness the energy coming in. So there's a lot of other talk out there too that I'm starting to hear from other segments of society, nationally and internationally, that are showing this actually happening, that are showing that there's more people aligned with these energies of living in a more supportive, light giving non-worried, non-anxious life. And so if you are suffering, or if you are afraid, or if you have physical slowness and mental slowness, then again, I you don't have to feel that way. Maybe you're in a state of where you need to make some changes and you're resisting it and you're not even aware of it, which is totally frequent. So if you're so the need to cleanse right now, that's the whole nature of this today's show, is that we are cleansing right now. And if you're feeling stuck, it's because you're not working within the natural alignment of the vibrations that are on our planet predominantly right now. And so where we're moving into is the time of more light, where the light, the soft, the gentle, the loving actually has the power. And the old forms of power are, in fact, disintegrating. It's not, the ego isn't getting the same level of support. And to come from the ego and to build from the ego and to create from the dominant personality or dominance or forceful position, it doesn't feel supported anymore. Yes, I do have a really finely tuned sensitivity. I'm like a violin string at this point to the energies of what we're living in. And this feels like a really direct transmission or channeling or message that is needed. I could feel that when I was posting this out on Facebook to different groups that I'm a member of on Facebook, that it just felt like it was something that, I don't know, it felt like it was being received in a way, like it was needed or required. This understanding that we have been going through a cleansing, particularly in the last 2 weeks, and we are it's like we are on the other side, some of us already. And if you're suffering, it's because you got to step up your game to get yourself on the other side using whatever tools you have at your disposal. And if you started with in tuning in with the food that you're eating, I mean, I've done other shows on this, and I do dietary consults, and I even do cleansing consults. So if you're interested in following up specific to that, you can contact me. But the cleansing and the dietary aspect of it is only one aspect of it, right? It's the vibration that needs the care, the caring and the tending. And the vibration is who we are, if you take our thoughts, our emotions, and our energy, combining it in our body, combining it together, that creates a vibration. So somebody who's happy has a different vibration, a different feeling, a different tone than somebody who's depressed. So a high vibration, let me reread it again. The better the physical and mental condition a person is in, the higher becomes his vibration. But as he steadily becomes clogged with more and more waste matter, his vibration goes constantly downward until he is ready and in need of a change. But as he steadily becomes clogged with more and more waste matter, you get it, his vibration goes constantly downward until he is ready and in need of a change. So, it is a collective purging right now. A lot of what you're possibly feeling and needing to purge isn't even yours. One of the things that still surprises me too as I continue to reintegrate back into American society is the solidity that is assumed that we are when living here. The lack of acknowledgement of how porous we are and how we're sponges and how solid our fields are for self-containment and independence from each other is so different than what I became from living in Asia for 10 years. And so what we really are, our energy, our collections of energy, and our body fits into our energy field. Our energy field doesn't fit into our body. So we're walking around like these sponges and we're absorbing the feelings of those around us. So if we're in a room with people who are toxic and cancerous or have cancer, and we don't, according to the law of entrainment, if we're a higher, cleaner vibration, we're going to raise the vibration of that room. And the person with a toxic, free body and undisturbed mind is the one unaffected by the epidemic. So if we go above and beyond the epidemic of, oh my God, I have to run to get antibiotics every time I have a germ. What if you drank kombucha tea instead and you strengthened your immune system? and you actually use the bacteria in kombucha tea to build the bacteria in your gut so that you had a healthy gut, so that you had a healthy immune system, so that you had a healthy body, and so that you had a healthy, and you could concentrate more easily on cultivating a steady mind and cultivating a mind that gets less disturbed and cultivating a vibration that's higher as you clear your mind and your emotions of old beliefs and old thoughts, because that's what we're being asked to do now. It's an absolutely brilliant time to live in. I have had so many opportunities popping towards me since I have been back here. And the cleaner and clearer I am, and I usually am, so I don't really want to say that, but the higher the vibration is, the more we're able to catalyze the support in these invisible vibrations that's all around us to instantly start creating with us. Instantly presenting us with, is this what you're feeling that you desire? Is this what you're talking about that you desire? Whether it be through phone calls from a person saying, hey, I've got this new project going on, Allison, and I thought of you. Or it be a person talking and we listen and they sprout an idea in our consciousness, and then we come forth with this new idea and we gather people around us to help and we have a whole new creation. I mean, it's just ripe for the creation of all that is good and all that is aligned with source energy and all that is of the light and all that is loving life and all that is vital and strong and beautiful. I mean, it is such an amazing time that we are living in right now. And I want so much for each and every one of us to be a part of creating this brand new world in the beauty that it is meant to be right now. We are not meant to be suffering. And if we are, it is self-imposed and there are ways to come out of it. There is so much love. If you don't feel it from humans, stop looking for it from humans for right now. And reattune to the higher source or the non-human source. Going out in nature is a key way to do that. Looking at animals is a key way to do that. Going to the ocean is a great way to clear emotions. Take care of yourself. Nurture yourself. Bring your softness back out. It's time for that softness to be okay, that vulnerability to be shown. It's okay to be the loving light that you are in your body. We need you. But it is choice, right? I don't know why I'm saying what I'm saying right now in this last 30 seconds. We are in such an amazing time right now, and there are so many of us building more and more beauty. It's incredible. New projects that create more light and more ease and more joy for others. I mean, it's really, it feels like it's not way beyond critical mass. It's way beyond 100th monkey. I mean, it just is the time now to create more beauty and to create from that beautiful source energy that we are being, that we are constantly infused with in the breath, that we can eat food that helps us feel that connection more and steer ourselves away from eating the food that doesn't help us feel it. You know what food that is. We can have the practices and the behaviors that help us more easily align to that energy and disengage from the people and the behaviors that help us to stay clogged from that energy. It is all about choice. And if you're in resistance, it's okay too. But just know that that resistance to change is because you're coming up against your need to change and you're not really wanting it. You're afraid of it. It's not that you're not really wanting it. Your personality-based self isn't really wanting it. It's just one choice at a time. And with that, I invite all of us to say yes to more beauty and more love and create the best weekend ever. And come play with the Theta Healing Tuesday Night Calls, yeah? Blessings, y'all.
Thank you for joining us and allowing yourself this time to expand and become more of who you're here to be. Dr. K has a range of different offerings of her vibrational upgrades at all price points, including free. So for more information, please go to www.alisonjk.com. Dr. K's first book, What If There's Nothing Wrong is available on Amazon.com. Dr. K also has a weekly clearing and activation call that is attended by her most advanced clients and students, an important activity in keeping themselves aligned and their vibration high. We'd love to have you come and play. Om Shanti.